Educate client about types of credit, interest, and fees. Credit comes in various forms, each with unique features and purposes that impact how someone borrows and repays money. Most credit arrangements are governed by usury laws, which set maximum interest rates lenders can legally charge, protecting consumers from excessive rates, though these limits vary by state. There are three common types of consumer credit: installment or closed-ended credit, a credit arrangement where the borrower agrees to repay the amount owed plus interest in regular payment amounts over a specified period until the debt is paid off. This involves borrowing a set amount of money and repaying it through fixed payments that include both principal and interest. Common examples include mortgages, auto loans, and personal loans. Once the loan is paid off, the account is closed, and a new loan must be applied for to borrow more. These loans typically have set interest rates and monthly payments, making budgeting predictable. Open-ended or revolving credit, a type of credit account that allows repeated borrowing up to a limit, as long as the balance is repaid. A person is approved for a maximum amount, their credit limit, and can borrow, repay, and borrow again without reapplying. Unlike installment loans, they only pay interest on the amount borrowed and the monthly payment changes based on the balance. Common examples include credit cards, home equity lines of credit, AELFCs, and personal lines of credit. While offering flexibility, revolving credit often carries higher interest rates than installment loans and requires discipline to manage effectively. Service credit, a form of credit where a consumer receives services now and pays later, often associated with utility or phone accounts. A person uses the service throughout the month and pays afterward. Though not traditional loans, these arrangements appear on credit reports if accounts become delinquent. Beyond these three primary credit types, another important distinction in the credit landscape is whether credit is secured or unsecured, which fundamentally affects the terms, rates, and risks for both lenders and borrowers. Secured credit, a form of credit backed by collateral, giving the lender the right to claim the asset if the borrower fails to repay the debt. Unsecured credit, a form of credit without collateral, relying solely on the borrower's creditworthiness. The distinction between secured and unsecured credit hinges on collateral. Secured credit, like mortgages and auto loans, is backed by specific assets that lenders can claim if a person defaults. This reduced risk for lenders typically results in lower interest rates. Unsecured credit, like most credit cards and personal loans, has no collateral, relying solely on the promise to repay. This increased lender risk translates to higher interest rates and stricter qualification requirements. Consumers are protected by the Credit Card Accountability Responsibility and Disclosure, Credit Card Act, defined as a U.S. federal law enacted in 2009 aimed at establishing fair and transparent practices in the credit card industry to protect consumers from abusive practices. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act also protects consumers, defined as a federal law that ensures all consumers have equal access to credit by prohibiting discrimination based on race, gender, religion, or other personal characteristics. Types of interest. Educate the client on types of interest, defined as the cost of borrowing money or the return earned on savings and investments. It represents the fee lenders charge for providing funds and taking on risk. This charge is typically calculated as a percentage of the principal amount borrowed and can be structured in several ways depending on the credit type. Some relevant terms are defined as annual percentage rate, APR, an annual charge imposed by financial institutions for maintaining services such as credit cards or bank accounts, covering administrative costs and access to specific features or benefits. Add-on interest, a way of computing loan interest where the total interest is added to the principal upfront, then repaid in equal installments over the loan term. Simple interest, interest calculated only on the original amount of money borrowed or invested, not on any compounding interest earned over time. Add-on interest is calculated upfront on the original loan amount and added to the principal before determining monthly payments. With add-on interest, the total interest is calculated on the full principal amount for the entire loan term at the beginning, regardless of the declining balance as payments are made. This lump sum of interest is then added to the principal amount upfront, and this combined total is divided by the number of payments to determine equal installment amounts. Add-on interest is less common today due to Truth in Lending laws requiring lenders to disclose the APR, but it still exists in some consumer financing, particularly for borrowers with limited options. Exhibit 2-34 demonstrates how simple and add-on interests compare to identical $10,000 loans at 8% interest over 36 months, showing the cost difference between these calculation methods despite the same stated interest rate. Exhibit 2-34, add-on interest compared to simple interest loan. This comparison shows why understanding the interest calculation method can be important. The add-on interest loan costs nearly twice as much in interest despite having the same stated interest rate. The effective annual percentage rate, APR, of the add-on loan is much higher than its stated rate because the borrower is paying interest on money they have already repaid. Credit cards commonly feature variable rates tied to the prime rate, typically expressed as prime plus a margin that varies by card and borrower creditworthiness, like prime plus 11.99% for one customer or prime plus 15.99% for another. For example, if the prime rate is 5.5%, one cardholder's rate might be 17.49% while another's could be 21.49%. Mortgages offer both fixed and variable options depending on multiple factors, including borrower's credit and preference. A fixed rate means the rate never changes. A 30-year fixed at 6.5% will always be 6.5% interest for that loan. Home equity lines typically use variable rates and auto loans generally offer fixed rates. Example: the Service Members Civil Relief Act, or SCRA, provides important financial protections if a client is called to active military duty. One of the most significant benefits is the interest rate cap. If they have existing debts like credit cards, auto loans, or mortgages that they took on before entering active duty, lenders must reduce the interest rate to no more than 6% while they are serving. This applies only to debts they acquired before their active duty began, not new debts they take on during service. If a client is about to enter active duty, it is recommended that they review existing debts and notify their lenders to proactively ensure they receive their SCRA benefits. Periodic interest is defined as the amount of interest charged or earned over a specific period, such as daily, monthly, or quarterly, based on the interest rate and account balance. Periodic interest is calculated by dividing the annual interest rate, APR, by the number of compounding periods within that year. For example, if the annual interest rate is 12% and interest is compounded monthly, the monthly periodic rate would be 1%, 12%/12. Simple interest is most commonly used for short-term loans, bonds, and some savings accounts, while the previous table illustrates how different interest calculation methods affect loan repayment costs, periodic interest plays a crucial role in savings and investment accounts. Exhibit 2-35 demonstrates how different compounding frequencies, daily, monthly, and quarterly, can impact the total interest earned on the same principal amount over identical time periods. Exhibit 2-35, daily, monthly, quarterly compounding interest, types of fees. Educate the client on the types of fees associated with loans and credit cards, as they typically carry various fees that can significantly impact the total amount they will pay over time. When taking out a loan, the client will typically encounter several standard fees beyond the interest rate. Here are some of the more common loan fees: application fee. This is charged for processing the application. Origination fee, typically 0.5 to 1% of the loan amount, covers the cost of setting up the loan. Processing fee, covers underwriting and processing costs related to evaluating the client's creditworthiness and administrative costs for handling the paperwork. Credit report fee, covers the cost of pulling the client's credit history. Ongoing penalties and fees, charged when payments are missed. Some credit cards have annual fees. Balloon payments, these require large lump sum payments at the end of a loan term. For instance, a 5-year loan might require normal monthly payments of $300 to end with a final payment of $5,000. A seasonal worker may use a balloon-structured loan, knowing they can make modest payments in the off-season and larger payments during periods of high income. Appraisal fee, for property loans, this covers professional valuation. Title search/insurance fee, for mortgages, ensures clear property ownership. Prepayment penalties, some loans charge fees for paying off early. A 3% prepayment penalty on a $200,000 mortgage would cost a client $6,000 if they refinance or sell early, potentially eliminating the savings from paying ahead. These penalties exist primarily to protect lender investment returns by ensuring they receive expected interest income. However, most U.S. mortgages do not include prepayment penalties due to regulatory restrictions, particularly following the Dodd-Frank Act, and because government-backed loans, FHA, VA, and those eligible for purchase by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac prohibit them. When prepayment penalties do exist, they are typically found in non-qualified mortgages, jumbo loans, and some investment property loans. Different loan types emphasize different fees. Mortgage loans have more extensive fees related to property, while personal loans might focus more on origination fees and potential late payment penalties. Credit cards can come with some standard fees. Counsel the client to be aware of these. Annual fees for card membership, which are often higher for premium rewards cards. Annual fee is defined as a recurring charge billed once per year by a financial institution for maintaining certain products or services, such as credit cards, investment accounts, or memberships. Interest charges, APR, applied to balances not paid in full by the due date. Balance transfer fees. Balance transfer is defined as the process of moving outstanding debt from one account, usually a credit card, to another account that often offers lower interest rates. Cash advance fees. Related are cash advance or convenience checks, defined as a method of borrowing cash using special checks linked to a credit card account. Late payment fees, returned payment fees for bounced payments, over the limit fees, card replacement fee for lost or stolen cards, though these can often be waived, statement copy fee for paper copies of past statements. Always counsel the client to read the contract carefully before signing any credit agreement and encourage them to ask for clarification on any terms they do not understand. Example, military protections. If a person is active military, lenders must go through courts before repossession regardless of state laws, providing additional protection under the Service Members Civil Relief Act.